Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Hope playing Teluga.
Roger playing Amdir.
Let's get into the recap.
Last time on Dicey Situations, we joined the Chaos crew in pitch combat against a lumbering sandworm. After making short work of the bone-covered desert dragon, the gang diced up their kill and trucked deeper into Magria, looking for a place to rest. Following a map given to them by Jarnell and the keen instincts of their riding lizard, they made their way to Petch's Dreadfuel Depot. Greeted by a team of Earth Elemental mechanics, the boys stopped to rest up and make some repairs to their new vehicles. Making their way inside, they were introduced to Petch himself, an affable Earth Genasi keen to make some new friends. After a confusing talk about 50-50 splits on taco sales and repairing a glizzy machine, the boys agreed to help Petch with his demon problem so he can continue selling Dreadfuel. With the day coming to a close, Teluga and Theo took a trip inside Bleebly's dreamscape to the land of the Red Wastes. Their journey was cut short, however, when they encountered Strife, the Prince of the Red Wastes himself, and current ruler of the Domain of Death. Suffering a psychic blast, a bloodied and exhausted Theo and Teluga now join Glebnor, Reggie, and Arendir inside Petch's spacious apartment. I think we cut in and you can see that Petch is, like, inflating a air mattress.
What is that?
Just give it a minute. It'll be good. You guys all sleep on it.
Oh, okay.
It's good for your back.
Can I see how nice this apartment?
Make an inside check or perception.
Bleeb, this will be good for your lumbar.
That's an 18.
It's a wicked nice apartment.
Oh, my God.
I told you that.
He is the boss.
I told you.
I mean,
you gotta try this game.
What game?
FIFA.
What's a FIFA?
It's so fun.
Oh, you're gonna love FIFA.
Am I?
Pet, show.
It's fun for everyone.
Why am I whispering?
So, basically the goal is you're one of the little guys, and you gotta kick a rock in the net. But he doesn't want you to kick the rock in the net.
Why doesn't he?
Yeah, I don't want to get into it. It's pretty complicated.
Oh, I guess I could try.
You can try first against Arendir. Arendir. You can play against him first, and then when you're good enough, you can play against Glebnor. He's a natural.
Really? My son, you know,
I'm
he
so
is
good
naturally
at it.
Good at everything.
It's all the pseudopods. He can hit all the buttons.
All of them?
All of them.
Like at the same time.
At the same time?
As many as I want.
Am I supposed to hit them all at the same time?
If you want to be good.
If you want to be as good as Glebnor, I mean, you can
okay.
try.
Okay. I just start palming the...
You only got three fingers. That's going to be a real problem.
Finesse.
Yeah.
Finesse.
How do I...
Finesse.
Finesse. Oh, okay.
Arendir, kick his ass.
What?
You two can make sleight of hand checks against each other.
Okay, as I'm chomping into another glizzy.
Your nitrates are going to be through the roof.
I don't know what that means, so.
Little do you know, I have performance enhancing guidance.
Okay.
16.
What'd you get over there, Arendir, for sleight of hand?
7.
Oh, Andy, you're so bad at this game.
I tried my best.
It's your armor.
My and your is best too, isn't good enough.
My blope is too wise.
Yeah, he's got it down.
Round two, Glebnor versus
I don't
Teluga.
Think I'm going to be able to outsleight a hand my son. I'm panicking, like, is he going to hit the buttons on my control?
23?
19.
Yeah, the champion remains undefeated.
Damn, son, you're really good.
Finesse.
I tried, but three fingers just... Doesn't really cut it.
It's all right, Dad.
Bleeb, do you want to play? And also, you're bleeding on my couch.
Yeah, sorry about that. You got any tissues?
Yeah.
My liege, what happened?
A bloody nose.
Really bad one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
I believe you.
His bloody eye and ear are pretty bad, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the arid air.
It's really dry.
It is very dry. Yeah.
All right, give it a whirl.
You need some of this?
See if you can take down the champion, Glebnor.
It's a 10.
28. Glebnor, like, you see, like, all the high scores are going crazy.
This is only
a
profession you could get into, son.
I really like this.
Only it was lucrative or something.
I could watch you play this all day and give you money. We'll talk about it later. You guys gotta get some sleep.
We'll figure this out.
Yeah, I'm all talking it out.
You got a lot of demons to kill tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wait, how many do we have to kill?
All of them.
That's fair. Okay.
In the name of my God and
our God.
Our God. Everyone's God. True
That's
God.
Pretty intense.
God of the people.
About Bleeb.
Yeah, he's
my best friend.
He's the best.
Yeah.
And that's my son.
He saved my life.
Oh. You saved his life?
He doesn't know it, but he saved my life.
Oh.
Yeah. Metaphorically.
No, actually. Oh. Saved my life.
Oh.
Yeah, by bringing the wet.
Oh. Mm. Told you.
You know, he saved a lot of people when we brought
the wet. Told you.
You're not wrong, man. Listen, I'm in.
You need water or something?
You want a water? I got waters.
Do you need water, though?
No, I'm good. I have it.
I don't know. It's a desert out here. I don't know if you have it.
I got a water guy.
You can have Bleeberry.
I already have my big slurp.
Don't drink too much big slurp. You guys will never go to bed. It's so full of sugar.
Oh, why didn't you tell me ahead of time?
Oh, you drank all of it. You're never going to bed.
No. But I want to go to bed.
Well, no, it's not going to happen. Sorry. You should practice your FIFA while they're sleeping.
I guess I will.
Well, I'm going to go to bed in my big bedroom. You guys enjoy the mattress. Okay, bye.
Good night, Patch.
Patch wanders into his practice FIFA.
Reggie's like, I'll stay up with you.
We could talk about the cake.
We could talk about cake. Sure.
Reggie, the cake. And I can't blink. I'm like, I take out the book. The cake.
Oh, my bad.
You got a cake book?
It's for your birthday.
Yeah, I didn't think you had a cake book.
Shh. Go to bed.
Go to sleep, Bleeb. It'll be fine.
Wait, what did you just call him?
Sorry, it's that Patches. Gets in your head.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to bed. This is a long, so long fucking day. I just flop right onto the air mattress.
Perfect. You guys can take your long rest. Anything in particular you want to talk to Reggie about while you're staying up playing FIFA all night?
Yeah, well, I'm practicing my FIFA, I guess. I shouldn't have pressed the long rest button. I didn't know it was not going to sleep.
You could take a full long rest. I'm just fucking with you.
I would work out the propulsion. For the
projectile aspect of this whole thing. Yeah, let's give me just like a straight intelligence check. And you can do it with advantage because you get Reggie and Luga's also upstairs with you guys in this little apartment.
13?
Yeah, I think it's just like rocket science is hard, you know? Like,
no.
It's not something you can typically figure out with a spider overnight. So, you know, you guys do a lot of work on it. You're getting there, you know. I think you guys are kind of coming to that realization of like, you're going to need an artificer at some point, like a good one to figure out.
If I can figure out the propulsion, I can at least put something in there.
Like a Sister Justice.
Don't worry. We will figure it out. It'll be fine. Just, you know, we get to be patient.
The clock is ticking, Reggie.
I mean, it'll be good. We got plenty of time before Theo's birthday.
It's been like...
How many months?
I mean, you do have a couple months until Theo's birthday comes up.
It's in like 2 months max.
All right. Well, maybe we get to Jaegerun before then.
I just need to figure out the propulsion.
All right. Well, get some sleep. We can't play FIFA all night.
Such a fun game.
It's so fun.
Oh my God. I see what he was... Yeah, okay. I'm going to bed.
All right.
I open the bag for Cobbler to roll out so you can see. Stretch out your legs.
Cobbler kind of just kind of plops on his butt and sits at the bed of the air mattress with you guys. And take your long rest. Everyone gets a nice good night's sleep here at Petch's apartment.
God, that was a big slurp.
He's going to have to get up in the middle of the night to pee.
Oh, yeah, definitely. and I think, yeah, in the morning, Petch actually wakes up first and he like sees Arendir just trancing in the corner, staring at Theo.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, hi.
Oh,
morning.
Morning. You guys ready for your big day?
Yeah, killing lots of demons. That's what I love to do for my lord.
Oh, you're gonna have a great day then.
Yeah. We'll make sure we get that fuel for you.
That'd be so nice.
And for us.
It's so embarrassing not having any. It says Drift Fuel Depot, and I don't have any. And Glizzy sales, they're not really going to carry things. And this apartment's expensive.
Wait, aren't you the boss and the landlord?
I'm drowning in debt, Toluga.
Oh my God.
Chuck's way overextended.
Do you have any idea how expensive the Xbox was?
The Xbox?
Yeah.
You can see
there's just a box of the next.
There is a stone box connected to his crystal TV that just has an X rune carved into it.
What? Oh, I didn't know that's what that's called.
Yeah, it projects the fun game FIFA onto the crystal.
Where do you get one?
Best Buy.
What's a Best Buy?
It's like an electronic store where you can buy the best stuff. What are electronics? Man, that's complicated. There's like wires and cords.
Okay, that sounds like a Bleebs type of thing.
Hey, yo, Bleeb, you got cords?
No, I don't have cords.
Listen, I'm getting in everyone's way. You guys gotta go kill demons.
Oh, not on an empty stomach. Right? I gotta make breakfast. Can I borrow your kitchen?
Sure, yeah, it's a fully stocked kitchen.
All right. Who wants omelets?
Yo, wait. I've got eggs.
What's it, just the eggs? And I reach him. Just eggs, son.
Okay,
What do you mean, what kind of eggs?
I'm just curious.
Why are you being weird about this?
I still saw an egg fall out of you.
You're crazy.
It was an egg, Dad.
You lay an egg?
No, I'm a fish.
Don't fish lay eggs?
Yeah, the women.
There was one egg that came out of him one time.
It was an egg.
Oh, okay.
They're crazy. It's the heat.
They're not used to it.
Best. They aren't. Do you sell anything else other than snacks and fuel?
Big Gleazies. Slurp. The Gleazies.
About to be tacos.
Air fresheners.
Oh, yeah. I got air freshener. Oh,
you got fuzzy dice?
I do have fuzzy dice. How fuzzy you want, though? Because I got different kinds.
Well, I'm not
like
sure.
Like the fuzziest dice.
Let me think. I got regular fuzzy, super fuzzy, XL dice, regular fuzzy, XL dice, super fuzzy. That's it.
Let's get the XL dice super fuzzy.
Whoa, big spenders.
he brings you, after you guys have your little breakfast, he brings you guys back down into the store and points at his very his large display of fuzzy dice.
That's going to break the bank. That's 10 gold.
Can I borrow 10 gold?
Yeah, of course you can.
I was actually wondering if you had any potions or weapons.
Oh, potions.
The dice are nice. Yeah, they are nice.
So you do want the dice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My lord wants them, yes. Do you have anything that could help us fighting the demons?
I have like portable slurp. It's like slurp in a can.
You got slurp in a can?
Yeah, if for travel.
Yeah,
I'll take Bleeberry. A couple.
I got Bleeberry now. And you can see that there's a case of slurp that said Very Berry on it. He's crossed out the Very and wrote in Bleeb on top of it.
This man is a true Bleeber.
Bleeber.
These are like 5 gold. It's a 6 bag. You want these?
Yeah, I'll take them.
Cool.
What do they do?
Do they have any restorative properties?
These are basically minor healing potions. Just a regular healing potion.
So yeah. Get your own. This one's...
What are you talking... Oh, okay.
Quick 6 pack.
But my plope, will you share with me?
I'll take another 6 pack.
Damn, you guys are cleaning me out. I got no fuzzy dice left.
Aren't you supposed to make sales?
You only have the one dice?
You want XL extra fuzzy? I mean, how many of those am I going to keep? No one else is paying 10 gold for dice. What are the economies like in Magria?
No.
That's crazy. Are you trying to say you're ripping us off?
No. I'll never rip you off, Andy.
I'm going to insight check that statement.
Go ahead.
Can I too?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's an 11. I believe him.
I got a 3.
That's a going rate for giant fuzzy dice.
I'm like, he's so right. We cleaned him out. I feel bad now.
Yeah, I'll take the second case.
All right. Man, I hope nobody else comes in one of Kane's slurps.
So don't you have other flavors?
We have 12 minor healing potion, guys.
Man, that's all my potions.
But you mean slurps?
You have the other flavors, though.
Nobody wants the other flavors.
What if you mix the other two flavors together?
I'm not a scientist, guys. Relax. I thought you guys were going to kill demons.
All right, you know what? We're going to
go do that right
now. Wait, hold
on.
Punch
my card. We're preparing.
Did you get gas?
Yes.
15% off.
All right. Here's where you're going on the map. I can work on your big rig while you guys are gone.
That would be great.
It looks pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did someone shoot it a whole bunch of times?
Yeah.
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 I'm going to take those arrows with me, though.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Make it easier on you.
It smells like bug.
It was bugs.
Yeah.
Very buggy. Very
bugs?
Buggy out there.
Muggy and buggy, am I right?
Up top.
Okay. I don't get it. But ha ha ha.
You're bad at that.
We'll work on it.
Had a hard life.
Listen. All right, Andy, let's go.
Hey, man, don't talk to Arnold like that. You have fun out there, okay, big guy?
Okay. Pats you on the armor.
Okay.
Hey, Petch, put these in the cab for me and toss them to the dice.
I'm gonna grab gonna be my so movable popular. Rod.
Oh, yeah, that's good, because I want to be able to back it up.
Petch,
with
Petch,
this.
Petch.
Yeah.
Don't touch the crabs.
I'm not touching those crabs. They're riddled with disease.
Oh, you know. Okay, sick.
Look at them. They're freaky.
Yeah. I hate them.
You shouldn't eat those crabs, man.
They kind of moved in, and now they won't leave.
That stuff.
I think they have squatter's rights.
Yeah, squatter crabs. That's not good.
Not good at all.
You should call the cops.
You have cops?
No. Magri is kind of lawless right now. It's pretty bad.
We'll work on it later. We're going to take care of your problem first.
Oh, sick. Okay.
All right, bye.
Okay, yeah, I'll work on all this. You guys have fun.
Okay.
Get slurping.
Bye, Pesh.
Bye, Pesh.
Who's driving the buggy?
I'll drive it.
Gorpor, to me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Huge lizard runs out. I ate a big bug last night.
Nice.
Who?
It was a mosquito.
Oh,
it's huge.
How big?
Ah, like the size of Arnold over here.
Holy shit.
It's Arnold here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Actually, no, we saw a mosquito that big in the swamp.
Yeah.
I thought it was a dune buggy.
Yeah, confusing. All right, we're running somewhere?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
I show him the map.
I can't read.
You never learned how to read?
When would that have happened?
Fair.
You guys have a map that are driving, so if you guys would like to drive out to the little map that Petch is marked for you, you can. If you want to follow the buggy, feel free.
I'll follow the buggy as I lean back on my Jesus running lizard.
Yeah, handling check if you wouldn't mind.
What's Gorpor's speed?
Gorpor wind dashing, you get 120 feet per hour.
That's 10.
All right, he's faster than the fucking buggy.
It's a little clumsy as you kind of take off on him.
Lean back!
I'm trying. I'm just so slippery.
Now lean forward!
Okay.
And like running next to this little dune buggy that you guys are driving, Gorpor is just running like a maniac straight up while Taluga kind of holds on for dear life. God.
How do you steer this thing?
You ask!
Oh, really?
Yeah, where are you going? Left, right, straight?
Oh, well, follow them.
All right, can I get... Who's driving the whip?
The whip?
Let me get a dex check, if you wouldn't mind.
23.
Awesome. Taking off across the wasteland of Magria. Dune buggy made of a strange, waxy material. It's all been repaired by the Earth Elementals overnight. Looks in great shape. It starts taking off, and right behind them, riding a giant lizard, is Taluga. You can see... can I actually get... Who's up sitting up front with Theo?
I would.
All right, perfect. Behind you, kind of poking his head in between you, Reggie's just like, this is fun! We never do fun things! You know, because of all the horrible attacks.
The buggy has a harpoon seat.
It does, yeah.
I'm gonna...
Fire a harpoon at something! Make an attack roll with it for fun.
11?
You fire a harpoon in the air as a vulture is flying across the landscape.
Yes.
Ah!
Got another one.
Perception checks, everyone, real quick.
Is it the Vulture King Lord?
Yeah.
That just took him out with a fucking harpoon.
12.
12 as well.
16.
21.
Damn.
Taluga, you hear on the wind.
Assholes.
Fuck are you.
Hang up.
Click.
With also that very high perception check, you guys can see that you were cruising up on your destination. As you pull up in the dune buggy, you guys can make a stealth check if you'd like to try to kind of slow down as you approach it.
Did you get any charges?
Of what?
Pass without trace.
For what?
So we can sneak up on these demons and kill them real sneaky.
I mean, we'll have to wait until we're out of the vehicles because the vehicles are making noise.
Never mind.
are we trying to be sneaky?
I don't know.
Nat 20 on my stealth check for a 30.
Okay. But he's just in the harpoon seat. He's just sneaky in the harpoon seat.
They don't even know there's something in the harpoon
seat. I got a 19 on my stealth check.
Yeah, I'll say with your stealth check as you're driving. As you approach...
That's a 22 on the lizard.
You guys are like... I think you guys just, as you're approaching,
slow down. And
he just shuts it off and we coast in.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you're sneaking home at night.
You sort of roll up on a small kind of quarry almost. Down into the quarry. Can I just make some perception checks from you guys as you guys are checking out this place that was marked on your map?
14.
15.
6.
Arndir, you're just staring at the
map upside down.
I said 20. Taluga, you skid to a halt on top of your big lizard mount. And you guys look down into the quarry. I'll say you see the following scene. At the base of this rock quarry, you can see there are four large pools of this dread fuel, sort of bubbling. At each of these pools, you can see there are a pair of these little devilish red imps. And they are hucking little balls of fire into the pools of oil.
Tickets.
You said it was above a 20, right? Or a 20?
A 20 flat.
20 flat. You can see that in the pools, it seems that they're creating these like slick, oily, fiery constructs that are sort of rising up out of the oil. It's like they're turning the dread fuel into these blister coils.
What's the distance from us?
Great question. The first pool is about 40 feet away. There's one a little bit further back at about 60. Even further back, there's one at 85. And opposite that one on the other side is about 90. About two pools on either side of you in this little...
What's the range on Kree and Destroy Water?
Sorry, how far are they?
The furthest pool is about 90 feet away.
Not a problem for you.
No. Yeah.
Is there still two of those devil imps?
Two little imps at each pool and one construct in each pool. So 8 imps total for these little blister coils.
Because if these things are on fire, if you just like deluge onto them. I don't know. Probably won't work. They're oil. Oil
never lets the create and destroy water bits work.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, they don't do anything. That spell is for like you're dying of thirst. That's like when it comes in super handy.
But cleaning off your gut covered truck.
It's 10 gallons of water. It's a lot of water.
I'll check if you want to add water to oil. Let me just see.
Oh yeah, that always goes well.
Let me just see if they have any kind of thing that happens with water. Yeah, unfortunately, no interaction happens with water on these blister coils. And you guys can make one last perception check, if you wouldn't mind. I need, like, a pretty high one.
16.
15.
13.
23.
A little bit short. Unfortunately, you're just not seeing it, even with a 23. I'm sorry.
Damn.
Uh-oh, Jesus. Well,
it's hard to tell. There's a lot of just, like, these are like basically pools of liquid fire at this point. It is sketchy as all hell down here.
So we want to try and get these imps up here.
Or we could just kill them.
I mean, I can kill them from up here.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
We don't want to go down there.
Why?
It's on kill fire box. Oil. Yeah. It's literally a kill box.
Yeah, they're kill box. We kill them in that box.
I mean, that's my plan.
You should have brought the crabs. What? Send them in.
We should have bought the truck. Catapult.
Just have the crabs walk around and just nuzzle up on all of them.
Like a fucking cat in heat.
Or just like, what's the play here, guys?
Just kill them.
Yeah, fuck them up, right?
Yeah, that's my plan.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
But we don't go down there.
Why?
Why?
What are you going to do up here?
I got the harpoon, and he's got the guns.
I'm just going to use these.
All right, but like... It's not going to stop them from throwing fire in there.
If we kill them, it will.
What's the shape of the constructs?
Right now, they're sort of this like amorphous shape.
Ooh.
But they're kind of pooling up, it does look like they're like medium-sized-ish men made of oil that are on fire.
I don't like touching things that are on fire.
All right, we'll play it by your way.
Maybe we can like combust them.
Do what you want.
I'm going to lie like, down on Gorp. I'm like, I can't do anything from up here, so you guys go ahead.
It looks to be that the little imps are setting them on fire on purpose.
So we're going
to
kill the imps.
Why don't we try and disrupt their shape so they splash fire onto the imps?
Yeah.
Like a grenade.
They'll hit the oil. There's a fuel.
Reggie.
Everywhere.
Listen, they got plenty of grenades. I'm not using mine. Well, these guys are flush with grenades. I got one. I'm waiting for the perfect
one. We aren't throwing a grenade. It's oil down there.
Yeah, probably a good call.
That's right.
It's already on fire.
We would be burning.
It's not
up.
All of it.
Okay, well, we need to stop them from lighting the rest of the fuel on fire.
All right, well, start shooting.
Oh, yeah, let me just take out my gun.
Yes, my FIFA champion.
He's got the
fucking
awesome
you have
awesome
a gun.
Arrows.
I don't have a gun. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I saw you have a gun back there, remember?
No, you didn't.
Pail something?
I have two kick-ass arrows.
Hold on, you didn't see the name.
Well, I mean
or
nothing.
The gun.
I mean nothing.
What do you mean you don't have a gun? You're making yourself a gun.
I am?
Yeah. You used it back at the place?
What?
Oh, yes. My gun, just for me.
Yeah, exactly.
And nothing
else.
I
apparently inspired him to make his own gun.
Oh, Dad.
Yeah.
It was pretty kick-ass.
You're right.
And I missed it?
Yeah.
Where was I?
You were there.
You were there, my champion.
I think you were back with Aaron Deer.
Oh.
Fight back to back, actually, I think.
Oh. Oh.
So you weren't facing.
Oh, so this is like new.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it before until that point.
Yeah, it's totally my gun. Just for
I
me.
Want a gun?
Yeah. It is your gun.
I mean, if we're handing out guns, I would also like a gun.
I can make you a gun.
And if we're all getting guns, I...
What? Oh. Actually?
Oh, look, the imps are getting mad. We better fight now, right?
We gotta kill them.
Yeah, let's kill the imps. Okay, yeah, well...
This sounds like secrets.
No. Glebnor? Shut up, Glebnor.
Can you guys make stealth checks at disadvantage as you have this very weird argument on top of this little cliff?
29.
3. 12.
16. As you guys are talking, at a certain point, Clip, where you kind of peek behind, you can see that all of the oil slick beasts and all the imps are just looking up the cliff at you guys.
Can you give us a minute?
No!
Roll initiative.
They don't know that we're enemies.
These are little evil imps.
They're evil guys.
Yeah. They're a bad time.
They don't give a shit if we're with them or not.
Theo, your first act.
Oh, okay. and you said they're 90 feet?
90 feet is the furthest. The closest pool to you is about 40.
We're going to talk about these secrets later.
What secrets?
Well, yeah, who's...
Reggie.
Reggie, you got secrets?
Reggie doesn't have any secrets. He's terrible at keeping secrets.
My secret is how much I love you guys. Let's go!
Reggie!
That's no secret.
Okay. Seriously, shoot them, because they're all looking and they seem mad.
I have that secret, too.
It's...
Same it's, secret as you, Reggie.
It's kind of right on Front Street there, bud. I mean...
Yeah.
All right. You got this.
Yeah.
Use your fancy arrows. Okay, that's everyone's right.
I'm going to use my servos to their fullest might.
Yes, your servos.
Servos.
He's using the lingo.
Yeah, yep.
I could speak Gnomish a little bit.
Oh, well.
You probably shouldn't. And I'm going to... I want to run 30 feet either to the left or to the right to try and line up at least two people, if not more.
Oh yeah, let me see what the best angle is here for you. So if you go left,
mm-hmm.
you will have a clean line of sight into two of these blister coil constructs and one of the imps.
All right.
Yeah, there's somebody shooting a shotgun off of a cliff that goes through three guys. It's so fucking funny.
It's a really good shotgun.
Just so you're aware, I have all charges on my staff bag.
Okay. I don't want to be aware of that, but okay.
So I need to know, since I am high, do I have the advantage because I am up?
I'm only going to say no because they're completely aware of everyone's presence, and it's not like a crazy cliff here. You're kind of like on a hill of rubble that leads down into this little gulch.
So it's not like a crater. Really.
It's not like a full crater. It's more like you guys are on like a bunch of loose rock.
I was imagining like a quarry where you see like the spiraling like pathway down.
It's more like you guys are at the top of a heap of sort of like rubble that leads down into this like little sort of... You know, I say quarry because I'm not good. I don't know many words.
You know those calendars.
Yeah.
You pulled out affable.
Thank you. We'll patch out a calendar. I don't. So.
All right. Got it.
All right.
We're on the heap. They peep.
You're on the heap and they're peeping. Go for it.
All right. So I'm going to shoot jury's verdict. I'm going to do piercing shot I'm hip firing, doing piercing shot. So the first shot is going to also do green flame blade.
Okay. Sick.
Oh, hell yeah. Are you going to scream it out?
No.
No, that's your thing, son.
All right.
28 down to... sorry. All my shots are...
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah.
28 down to a 23.
That hits the first imp.
So it'll be 18 damage on the first hit.
Imp explodes. Imp just explodes. And the bullets just keep careening through it.
When I hip fire... is there a Wait, target so the within 5 feet of it?
Yeah, the blister coil weird. That's what it's officially called here.
The green flame blade probably jumped on there, right?
Yeah. So it would be two. But I'm assuming fire damage doesn't do anything to those things?
It has resistant to fire damage.
Oh, okay.
But so something interesting.
So the fire thing is resistant, but not on you.
What happens here is actually kind of interesting. It has a very weird trait when it gets hit with fire damage.
It gets stronger.
It's called Feed on Fire.
Oh.
If the weird takes fire damage from a spell or other magical effect, the size increases by one category.
So it's now large?
You see this as the fire leaps off of the exploded little imp. It just gets a little bigger as the flame starts to grow it. This thing has gone from medium to large.
Okay. Does that do anything?
There's a couple fun things here, actually. There isn't enough room for it to increase its size. It stands maximum size possible. You guys are out in the field, so no problem. Yeah. While the weird is large or bigger, it makes strength checks and saving throws with advantage.
Mm-hmm.
If it starts its turn at gargantuan size, it releases energy in an explosion. Each creature within 30 feet of it must make a DC 12 dex saving throw or take 28 fire damage on a failed save. So half as much on a success. The explosion ignites flammable objects in the area that aren't being worn or carried, and then its size goes back to medium.
And this is why we stayed up on the heap.
I really didn't want you guys to stay on the heap. I wanted you to go down there and get... blown up by all my little bomb men.
So now I'll
do... Because I also would have green flame bladed it like an idiot.
So we've already said that I can't do the plus the sharpshooter on the...
Yeah, I think it's the next one. Exactly. So I feel like that feels
it's
fair-ish.
It's just disadvantage on these shots until I miss.
Yeah.
So that... does a 15 hit? I'm assuming...
15 does hit.
Okay. So it'll be 20 damage on that one.
Okay.
That's piercing. And then the next guy, 20 will hit, I'm assuming.
Yep, 20 will hit.
And damn. 22 damage on the next guy.
Who's just a medium guy?
Yeah. So these bullets just tear through these like liquid fire creatures. The flames grow the first one, and you can see the one behind it. Just a bullet goes into its liquid body. It tries to reform itself, but these things are taking a good amount of damage from these shots. That's a lot of damage for these little fellas.
That was my first attack.
Perfect.
I'm going to bonus action aim down sights.
Okay.
While doing piercer again to the same two.
Sure, perfect.
So 22 will hit.
Yep, definitely.
That'll be 20 damage to the first guy, awesome. And he has to make a strength save.
Perfect. Because he's a big boy now, I'll make this with advantage. It's a 20.
And then it grows because it's on fire.
It's a 20, dirty 20.
Dirty 20, all right. And then I'll do a disadvantage shot to the one behind him.
Perfect.
21 to hit.
Definitely hits.
12 damage on that one.
Okay. That is Reggie's turn. He's like, my whole thing is Firebolt, so... I could do a little haste action. Okay, you gotta get down there, R&D, to put in that work. Whose plans on running down and fighting these things down there?
Haste him.
I don't want to haste Theo, he gets all crazy and murders everything immediately.
Do me.
Haste Daddy. DeLuga, you got this!
Huh? I'm like asleep on GoPro.
You are sped the fuck up, my guy.
Whoa!
Swirling clockwork magic goes around you. You are hasted, my friend.
Would you? Whew, okay, all right. Heart's going a mile a minute.
Yeah, I'm not going to go down there, so I'll be up here.
It's going a mile a minute.
You guys figure that out.
Get back in the doom buggy, Reggie.
Good call. good to go. That is... Arendir's turn.
How many of those things are damaged right now?
There is a very damaged but quite large one of these fire constructs that is pulling itself up out of this pool. Behind it, about, I'll say like 30 feet, is another pretty damaged one that got shot
like twice. On the opposite side of this little quarry, no one's really been damaged yet. And there's still a couple imps flying around.
Okay. Oh. And is the doom buggy like right beside us?
Yeah, right behind you.
I want to get in the harpoon flinger.
Okay. I'm in the harpoon flinger.
Oh, yeah. Glebnor is, yeah. Damn.
I could switch seats with you.
Could you? My champion. Glebnor, I'd like to take that seat.
Please. Are you going to load it up with what I think?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Get most in
definitely.
There.
Yeah. I'm going to crack open a Bleeblary can and just down it immediately. Whoa! And just run into the harpoon
that
flinger.
That was a minor potion of healing. What are you doing?
You'll see my blow, but I just take one of the steel arrows and roll the harpoon flinger.
It's perfect. +7.
+7 to hit.
+7. So should I just roll my regular
I would just say like attack? Roll a d20 and then just add +7 to it.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless your arrow attack is higher on your end.
Nah.
Yeah. And who are you targeting?
The big guy.
The big guy.
10.
You're like so excited. You're covered in like slurp juice and you fire this arrow into the pool. You're like, oh, as it starts to slowly sink into this pool of oil.
Well, I'm going to fire one again.
Okay. You load up your final one.
My last. Here we go. just like to Theo, just double kiss to my god. All right. That's going to be a 26.
That'll definitely hit.
All right. And that's 2d...
3d8.
3d8, that's right. That's a fat 15.
Yeah, as this thing is getting larger, it starts, like, pulling itself up out of this, like, oil pool. And as it goes to charge up the hill, you just obliterate its entire face area.
That guy's dead.
Whoa! Fever for life! Oh! Wow, lovely berry.
Really likes FIFA.
And Bleeberry.
We just invented it.
I'm going to hop out of the tomb buggy now.
Got that out of your system?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. The little imps that are surrounding the pools are each going to start casting Hurl Flame at their respective blister coils.
We got to take care of these ads.
Making them much, much larger. So they'll each attack this one. And it'll then grow from medium to large to huge.
Oh my god.
And there are some massive blister coils now. And they're like cackling. There's like a bunch of just little imps just like maniacally laughing as they've made these gigantic, oily, fiery monstrosities. So the imps on basically what would be my left side of the map that no longer have any blister coils to ignite, they're just gonna fly up and start fucking with you guys, basically. Theo, I need you to make 3 constitution saving throws for me.
First one's a 19. Second one's a nat 1, but I'll use my luck point for the day. It's a nat 20.
Okay.
Third one.
Nice turnaround there.
Will be a nat 1.
Oh, man.
Okay. What
meant to be.
What gun are you holding right now?
Jury's verdict right now.
As you're holding your shotgun aiming down, it starts to heat up. They cast heat metal on Jury's Verdict, all the 3 imps I have over here. They can only do that once a day, so these 3 have burned that out for the day, all trying to heat your gun up.
Yowza.
For a reminder, for those with heat metal, you're just going to basically take fire damage unless you drop it. But the object glows red hot. Any creature in physical contact with the object takes 2d8 fire damage right off the rip. So here, let me roll that real quick. We only got hit by one of them, so... They're basically gonna try. They were trying to like light all your guns on fire, essentially, to burn you up a little bit.
They don't know I have 2 other guns.
That's true. They haven't seen them yet. You take 8 fire damage. They are concentrating on this now. Oh, actually, never mind. Their thing says they don't. They're not. You have to kill them. They have like basically because they're monsters. They get like a little shitty thing where they can do it without material components. And they don't have to cast concentration on it. Yeah. So as long as you're holding it, you're gonna take that damage at the start of your turn. You also have disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks till the start of your next turn. Basically, like while holding it, you'll have disadvantage on your attack rolls with it.
But
if
I dropped it on my next turn.
Yeah. If you drop it, you can switch to your other guns and it'll just like be on the ground burning red hot, basically.
But would I have disadvantage?
I'll say no. If you're dropping the gun, I'm going to get rid of that constraint on you, if that makes sense.
Gotcha.
All right. So that was actually their bonus action. They got to do a bonus action heat metal.
I don't like that.
Neither do I.
And they're going to just use Hurl Flame
One on Glebnor, one on Taluga, one on Theo.
You wouldn't let me deflect missile, though.
Definitely not. All of them miss. They're just hucking little fireballs up the hill trying to hit you guys. Their stats aren't great.
Don't you have something for ranged spell attacks?
Oh, that's true. You have...
Oh, the Claws of Blip Duel Poop.
I don't know if they have to be out, though, if you want to check that out. They didn't hit, so I don't know if that'll even work. But
yeah, but for future reference, that'll be... Yeah, I have to have the claws out for it.
Did they hit me?
No. Okay. They got a 12, a 14, and a 13.
So they all missed.
They all missed, unfortunately for me. After them is my big boys. They're going to have to use their full action to dash just to get up to you guys.
These are the big fire dudes?
These are the big boys.
The huge guys.
They start running up the hill. These just massive, oily, fiery monstrosities are just hoofing it. They're going to use their action to fully dash all the way up. Coming out of the shadows of the flame, you now see a firegeist. This like wispy, fiery kind of elemental that seems to be like wearing almost like a hood made of smoke. That's gonna be his turn next. Let me see what this boy's gonna do.
So there's only three imps left?
I'm assuming that's what the...
There's a ton of imps left. There's three on one side and there's four on the other side.
Okay.
But they use their turn to basically ignite the big boys into their larger form.
Gotcha.
He is going to slink up on Glebnor.
The fire guys.
He slinked up on my sleuthy little son.
He will make two slam attacks at you.
You can try.
He's gonna slam you.
He's gonna slam?
Oh my god. Nat 20 and a 24.
Goo!
Okay.
This is gonna hurt.
Okay, you're gonna take 22 bludgeoning damage.
Ow!
And it's gonna use his recharge ability, Combustion Touch, as he slams into you with his big fiery fist. He's gonna ignite a target when he makes a slam attack. I need you to make a DC 13 dexterity saving throw.
Do I get advantage?
You do, with your danger sense.
Thank God for advantage. Nat 20.
Okay. You do not light on fire.
Thank God.
Bubbling ooze.
Yeah, he was trying to ignite you with his big punches attacks. It is now your turn, actually, though, Glebnor.
All right, well, he can suck a dick.
Sure.
Son, what did you say?
Nothing.
The fire guys guy is right in front of you. The blister coil. I'll say the two big boy blister coils are about 10 feet down the hill from you guys now.
All right, well, I'm going to smash the fire guys with my hammer.
Go for it.
Does a 20 hit?
It does.
Booming blade.
Damn, that shit loud.
Petch heard it.
So that's an 11.
Okay.
Plus my boom, another 8.
Okay.
And now you stuck, because if you move, you're taking another one of those.
Yeah. When this big slime-soaked hammer slams into this like fiery, wispy creature, it echoes down into the quarry. It's so loud. And he gets like sheathed in this weird booming energy.
I'm going to go into a rage.
Yeah, that makes sense. That tracks. You're furious. You almost got lit on fire. Taluga, that is your turn.
I'm going to, first off, so the big geist guy is on Glebnor.
Yes.
Would I be able to Wall of Thorns the geist guy and the two big?
Possibly.
Because I get the option of doing like the 20-foot sphere thing.
Yeah. But you want to do the wall?
I want to do the wall and get
I'm looking at them and they are literally kind of in like a little line. You could... Okay.
I'll just give it a little curve.
Give it a little curve. Perfect. What I have to make on that?
DC 15 dex save.
Okay.
So I'll roll the
dice. These guys aren't, surprisingly, not very dexterous.
It's 33 damage.
Oh!
Wow.
This is 15?
DC 15 dex.
All three fail. 33 damage?
Hell yeah.
Pin cushioned.
Just describe it to me while I do math over here. If you want to let me know what that looks like, as you see like all of these like fire things pouring up the hill and you put a wall in front of you and
so
all your friends.
So I grab my stick and like Gandalf the White lifting it up in the air and blinding them. The part that lights up is the part that Glebnor etched. And I'm like, why is that part glowing? And all of a sudden Thor's just explode out of the rubble.
Gnarly. You see like this wall of thorns shred into the blister coils as they are like trapped on this big wall. If they move forward, they'll die, basically. They're trapped in this thing. And this fire geist is also just like ripped apart by Razor. They're all really hurt now. It's not looking so hot.
All right. Hell yeah. Now I got all my haste and stuff.
Yeah, go nuts.
Can I move myself to see further down? Like, I didn't see that spooky guy down there. Is there anything else around here that I got to keep an eye out for?
That is the only guy in hiding. There's a bunch of imps flying around that obviously can fly over the wall, but the big boys are fucking in trouble with that wall of thorns spell.
Perfect.
What's the chance of the imps being resistant to fire?
Extremely high.
Normally, Ryan's enemies.
Oh, it's the opposite, right?
Are they like the opposite? So, like,
so they're immune to water.
Probably.
It was a shambling mound one time. I did not design the stat block for the shambling mound. I'm sorry that plant loved fire for some reason.
All right. So I'm just going to take, I'm going to take a whack at it. You know, maybe they aren't. And I'm going to Scorching Ray three, one at each imp.
Sure.
So I'll hit three imps. One's a nat one. One's a 20, dirty 20. One's a 14. Oh, wait, yeah. 20 and 14 would be the higher ones.
20 and 14 hit. They have a thing called fire absorption. I'm so sorry.
Classic.
Whenever the imp is subjected to fire damage, takes no damage, instead regains the number of hit points equal to the fire damage dealt. They haven't been hurt yet, so they don't take any health back.
They get so much health, they explode.
Wow.
You fire these bursts of fire down, and two of the imps, like, go to eat it. They're like, oh, like, leap in the way to eat these little fireballs.
I don't think I could have done that, actually.
Because your hasted action would have been melee thing. Attack. For funsies, we'll let you have done it, because it didn't actually do anything. you still have your bonus action, though, if you want to do any bonus action.
I'm just going to run up to an imp and punch you.
Sure. So, because the imps are below, you'd have to go through your own wall.
I can't go around it. I have 80 feet of movement.
Oh, shit. You definitely can, actually.
I'm just going to go around my wall and punch these imps.
Hell yeah.
I just see DeLuger running. Just
yeah. You see, the fire guys thought you were coming for him, and he gets all in a defensive stance, and you just ignore him and run around him.
You're not that scary. You, 12 and a 26.
The 26 hits.
9 points of damage.
You punch an imp and it's like, just screaming at you.
Well,
in
maybe
infernal.
Even didn't try to eat the fire.
It's licking its lips. Like, come on, come on, come on, give me more. Just all into it.
I'll give you something, all right.
Theo, what a knuckle sandwich.
Theo, that is your turn.
I'm going to obviously have to put jury's verdict in the sand right in front of me. I'm going to gently put it on the ground.
Yeah. It just kind of hisses in the sand for a second.
You stay there. And I'm going to take out both guns. I know which three did heat metal, right? I just am assuming I don't know which one.
There's two that are kind of hovering around the big guy that is on your right that is kind of trapped in this wall of thorns spell. Mm-hmm. And one of the other ones is fighting Toluca. It's Toluca's beating his ass as he's trying to fly away.
I'm going to do a violent shot in this.
Sure.
For one of them.
And who are you attacking right now? One of the imps back in the other pit or the ones in front of you, kind of?
One of the ones that I
did heat metal.
Not the one fighting Toluca.
Cool.
I'm going to do sharpshooter with a piercing shot in it.
Sick.
Does a 14 hit?
14 does hit.
24 damage.
Imp explodes. Bullet goes right through it. Shreds it apart.
I'm going to bonus action executioner's hand with sharpshooter to the other one.
Cool.
20.
20 hits.
18.
Imp explodes. You're just shooting imps out of the air as they're swirling around.
All right. Because I use executioner's hands, I got my...
Yep, get trick shots back.
Trick shots back. And then one of the other imps, not the one that Toluca's fighting, a different one, I'm just going to... Do judge's sentence with sharpshooter.
Cool, cool, cool.
16.
16 hits.
19 damage.
Yeah, another imp just gets shot out of the air.
Kaboom.
Yeah, these are imps. They're there basically to make the big guys huge. That's kind of their main goal here. But you're shooting them all out of the air as you see them kind of swirling and approaching the larger ones.
Mm-hmm. How many more are left?
There are three in the back a little bit, and then one fighting Reggie. Sorry, Toluca.
Action search.
Okay.
I'm going to aim at two in the back.
Sure.
With sharpshooter.
Perfect.
but I want to blow my guys up. I'm so close.
18.
18 hits?
Oh, eight. Actually, no. It would be, with sharpshooter, it would be 13. I'm assuming that
13 is the exact AC.
Oh, okay. Yes. Dope. 17 damage.
17 blows another one out of the air.
And then,
so I don't haste him, okay?
It's like fucking duck hunt.
Don't look at me, Dad. I want to be hasted all the time.
The exact same thing on a different one.
Yep.
It'll be 21 down to
it. Is literally like duck hunt. As you're kind of like, you're almost
Reggie's
showing,
the little dog.
Yeah, you're almost like showing off at this point. You're just firing all these imps out of the air, spinning your guns in between while you're shooting them.
20 damage on that.
Yeah, they are blown up. There's only two imps now left. Reggie's like, I feel like you guys have this one, right? Like, I don't really want to fight the big monster
just
men.
Just stay in there.
Maybe some aid.
Yeah, you guys want a little aid for funsies?
Just for funsies.
Did I hear aid now that I'm all the way away from everyone?
Oh, shit, yeah. Sorry, Deluga. You're kind of out of the range here. My bad. Theo, Arendir, Glebnor, my guys! 5 temporary hit points, you guys.
Toluga will remember this.
You're so out of range now. You ran all the way around the wall.
But you got hasted. You got like plus 2 to AC.
Yeah. Doesn't mean I don't want aid.
Arendir, it's your turn.
Fair.
All right, so the walls, what's in front of the wall? The geist thing?
Me and the geist.
Basically, all three.
The geist in the wall.
Yeah, they're in the wall.
Oh, the geist
wall,
is
like,
in the wall.
Rip through all
the
three of them.
If it's in the wall and it's got booming blade.
Yeah, it can't move at all.
He can't move.
They'll take a lot of damage.
Yeah.
His best bet's to break my.
You're looking at a like wall of thorns with two monstrous liquid on fire creatures trapped in the thorns and one geist that is shrouded in this weird mystic star energy and is also ripped up by this thorn wall.
It's pretty sick.
This went really bad for me incredibly quickly.
payback for the truck.
Yeah, this feels like we've balanced out the night.
The imp's on the other side?
The imp's are on the other side of the wall.
And that's 80, you said?
The imp that is fighting Toluga is about 45 feet other side of the wall. And there's one way back there that's about 80.
My lord, did you leave the keys in the doom buggy?
Yeah, I didn't take them out.
Perfect. I'm going to hop into the doom buggy.
Okay.
And Reggie's in there too, right?
Yeah.
Reggie, we're going for a ride.
Oh, hell yeah.
The doom buggy does have a like scimitar on the front of it.
Yeah.
The panic in here.
The bigger problem now is just getting rid of those imps so they don't blow up.
Raking scythes.
I was just looking at it.
So, okay. I'm going to drive the doom buggy around the wall.
Yeah.
Right towards the imps. Okay. So they take like the raking scythes.
Okay. You have so much movement, I think it's 100 feet,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it also has crushing wheels.
It does.
But I'm afraid that they're going to like light it on fire somehow.
Explode.
When they take damage.
All right. Well, then rake away.
Yeah.
Okay. You hop in the doom buggy and drive down the hill. Do a crazy skid turn around the wall of thorns. The imps are getting ready to ignite the two huge dudes inside the wall, figuring they'll just blow everyone up there. And they look up the hill as you are driving with Reggie like a psycho with this giant, wasp dune buggy toward both of them.
Hang on, Reg!
Ah! Just screaming.
They have to succeed on a 13 dex saving throw.
Okay. A nine and a five.
Oh my
god. Oh, hell yeah.
Working
so they take 2d10 plus 2. Let me see.
God, I'm glad I got this buggy.
Yeah, me too.
That sucked. 5. Oh, 6. Sorry, 6.
Toluga, as you wind up to punch this imp, a doom buggy just plows through it.
He kill stole.
Oh, that we got to make sure that that's in the commandments. No kill stealing.
You do a burnout around Toluga and then drive it toward another one. You said it was 6.
Yeah.
You like just stop before the doom buggy would have gone into this like pit of oil, but the raking scythe just slams into this one imp that's just getting shred by the front of it as it's screaming. It's still up, but it's looking so hurt.
Is that my action to drive?
Yes.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely. 100%.
I'm going to action surge.
So he could drive 100 more feet.
No. A 6-foot sword starts coming out the window.
I'm going to just regularly attack.
Yeah, perfect.
The imp.
The imp's like getting shred like it's in a metal blender as you hop out of the doom buggy with your sword to kill it.
Yeah.
You gotta make your attack rolls.
No, normal attack.
Yeah.
All right, 23.
23 definitely hits.
Yep. 8.
8 is exactly how many hit points it has. These guys only have 14 hit points. They're just imps.
Awesome.
Yeah. Reggie's like, Jesus Christ!
Did you see that sick donut I did, Reggie?
Oh, I saw! There's so much ichor in the mechanism now!
That was awesome!
Ichor!
As, yeah, the raking sight is now, like, there's just demon blood all over the front of it.
Heck yeah.
Oh, we gotta get the jar for this or something.
You gotta bring in the big slurp!
I
left it in the truck.
I'm so full of blueberry. I'm so hopped up right now.
Oh my god. That was insane. All right. I'm still in your fucking wall of thorns.
Yeah,
it's
you
a blister coil's turn. All the imps are dead.
What?
You could move.
Definitely
you
should move.
You could make the save and take half.
Don't like this at all. I'm going to read something to you, and let's maybe decide as a table.
Hash it out.
How this works, because it's interesting. It has a thing called Form of Fire and Water, which I'll rename to Form of Fire and Oil. The blister coil can move through a space as narrow as 1 inch wide without squeezing. In addition, when it enters a hostile creature's space and stops there, the first time it enters another creature's space on a turn, that creature takes 1d10 fire damage and catches on fire until someone makes an attempt to reduce the fire. Do we think that we would let it use that ability to through?
What's their size?
Would you let Glebnor do it?
Well, no.
Without taking the
damage?
You
know what? I wouldn't. I definitely wouldn't.
I would say
because they're so big.
Size,
they're so big. I definitely wouldn't let you pull that bullshit.
Yeah.
That's some great.
If they were still
great
medium,
that's
some.
That's
I'd
some.
Say fine, but
that's some. That's some
huge now.
Listen, yeah. That was some grade A D&D lawyering. I have no way I can really make a solid argument against that.
Would you let Glebnor do this?
Because technically, I can also squeeze down that small.
Okay. What is... So, can you read Wall of Thorns for me real quick? So, I have an idea of what the hell's about to happen. I'm trying to pull myself free.
Create the wall, blah, blah. When the wall appears, each creature within its area must make a dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, each creature takes 78 piercing damage or half as much damage on a success save. A creature can move through the wall, albeit slowly and painfully. For every 1 foot the creature moves through the wall, it must spend 4 feet of movement. Furthermore, the first time a creature enters the wall on a turn or ends its turn there, the creature must make a dex saving throw or it takes the 78 slashing damage on a failed save or half as much. So it has to move regardless or it's going to take the damage because it would be ending its turn there.
Okay.
Yeah, you're pretty much fucked.
I'm so fucked. They have to do it.
And now your movement is quartered, it sounds like?
They're gonna
for
try.
Every 1 foot,
it's four.
Be 4 feet.
So, I mean, they with their movement, they will get to you guys because they were. I said they were 10 feet
but
away
I have
from everyone.
To roll
there. But so, go ahead and roll it. I will let you know now. They both only have 12 hit points left.
Well,
if you half it, they're still dead. It's 29.
As they go to move through this wall of thorns, it shreds what is left of them apart, and bits of oil and flame putter out into puddles on the ground at everyone's feet. The blister coils are dead. That spell fucked me, dog.
All right. That's my fire geist.
Go, go, gadget geist.
He's the only one left. He looks like shit.
Yeah, move. I dare ya.
Or not, and still take the 70.
So he's not going to move, but I guess so he'll use his turn to attack Glebnor.
Go ahead.
And then he'll take the damage at the end of the turn.
Yeah.
If he doesn't make the save.
Yeah.
Because you are within 5 feet of him.
Great.
He will make 2 slam attacks. One is going to hit on a 21.
Ow.
For 10 bludgeoning, half
down
to 5.
To 5.
I will roll to see if I get my combustion touch back. I get it back on a 5.
Ooh.
DC 13 dex save.
Don't even need the advantage.
19.
Yeah. Light on fire, you dickhead.
I'm so wet.
You're way more wet than I thought you'd be.
And then I have to make another dexterity save,
yep.
Right?
DC 15, it's 24. Well, you gave me access to a 6th level spell.
It's an 8.
So he takes 24.
Yeah, he's still up, but just dangling by a thread.
Son, kick his ass!
I'm gonna recklessly attack with the vicious great axe.
He looks up, he's like, who hired you guys?
Petch sent us.
Go ahead and make your attack.
Petch sends his regards.
So a 24.
And I'm gonna throw a glizzy on his corpse.
For a 10. Roasted. Plus, I'm gonna scream out, feel the might of Bleebly. Hit him with that 8 for my divine fury.
Champion of Bleebly and Petch, would you please describe to me how you kill this fire guy?
So he's in the wall of thorns.
Sure is.
I'm assuming just his head's poking through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's guillotine time with the great, vicious great axe.
Damn you, Patch!
And then I'm going to pick his head up and hold it up like a Mortal Kombat fucking finisher.
Yeah! Yeah! My champion!
This is going on Patch's roof!
Fuck yeah!
What?
Huh?
Why not the Doom Buggy?
Fuck. It's going on the Doom Buggy!
The Doom Buggy!
Okay, psychos. Congratulations.
I'm going to head before anyone moves. Watch out for that wall, guys. It's up there for like 10 more minutes. Don't even look at the thorns.
Backing away.
Don't even look at them.
Arendir!
Yes?
Pull the buggy around!
All right. I'm just going to hop back in and drive it over. I want
to
loop.
I'm going to lean down near my gun and just do one of those like tap to yeah. See how hot it is.
It's a little warm now, but...
Yeah. Put it back in the holster.
All right, gang.
With a 25, I want to slam the skull onto the hood.
Perfect. You drive up on the dune buggy. We'll end today's episode with Glevnor slamming a firegeist head on the front of their new dune buggy. It's perpetually smoking forever.
Hell yeah. Ghost Rider.
Metal is hell. We will catch you guys next time on Dicey Situations. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.